The static roared as if frightened, obliterating the master's next words.
Illy extend an invitation to attend both the translation and shutter opening ceremonies upon the command deck. Might I presume you will attend?
Solana was too tired to sigh. Khalifa courted her favour assiduously, though that was no surprise. Nearly everyone saw her as a direct link to the Primarch. It didn't matter that she was most emphatically not. She didn't want to go among people. She wanted to be left alone. All the excitement she had felt at the start of her journey, being sent to personally report on Belisarius Call, the greatest mind in the galaxy, to really speak to him, to a rare man who might actually get something done. All that was gone. After the awful pressures of the warp voyage, it seemed a grey duty, no more interesting than any number of other so-called vital assignments she'd fulfilled as one of the founding four of the Logos Historica Verita. She didn't care about any of that. She wanted to sleep. From the corner of her eye, she caught the bottle of the Pharmasomna tincture nestled between her notebooks on the chamber's single shelf. Maybe if she drank enough, she'd stay unconscious until it was all over. If she were really lucky, she might not even dream. She shook the thought away. She was already taking four times the dose prescribed by the ship's chirurgeon. Not only was that dangerous, but she felt guilty for having the Pharmasomna in the first place. There were thousands of people aboard the Light of Reason. Few of them had access to real medical care. What was their recourse when nightmares shook their sleep? Prayer? She'd seen how well that worked. The Emperor wasn't listening. He was rather busy these days.
Mistress Solana?
Khalifa's voice was an odd blend of solicitousness, concern, and annoyance that his offer had not been taken up with alacrity. She had to swallow twice before she could speak. Omnis, sire. Her mouth was so dry.
My apologies, shipmaster. I was sleeping and am a little dull-headed. I would be delighted to attend, she said,
which was the exact opposite of how she felt. Too often, protocol took precedence over desire.
Excellent. We shall expect your arrival in, say, 2 hours.
I look forward to it, she said.
Not at all, she added to herself. At least this all meant the journey through the warp would be over soon.
Thank the machine god, she murmured.
Her hand slid off the button. The connection light flickered from green to red, then went dark.
An unwelcome offer?
Eremenitas asked.
Any offer would be unwelcome right now.
She fought the urge to clamber back into bed and pull the coverlet over her head. Instead, she decided to dress and began to unlace her nightshirt. It was a little strange having Eremenitas there, but there was no chance of impropriety. Eremenitas wasn't a man anymore. He'd carved away all those parts of himself, so as to better be able to think. For many Martians, sexuality was an unwelcome distraction. She only used the masculine pronoun in Gothic to avoid confusion. Gender was a matter for more biological beings than they.
I didn't know you were awake, she said.
You know I don't sleep. I was thinking.
That's what you do, isn't it? Cogitate, cogitate, cogitate.
She winced at the whine in her voice.
The paths to comprehension are many,
Eremenitus's voice rose slightly with indignation. He knew what effect the warp had on her, and was usually more emollient. Maybe it was getting to him, too.
I follow mine as you follow yours,
he paused.
Most of the time.
Eremenitas was a machine aesthete, far down the path to the final knowing, and thus hardly human at all. For all that, she found he could be surprisingly tart. She let the nightshirt drop around her shoulders and pool upon the floor, revealing her far more modest suite of modifications. A run of electrodes down her left arm to contact points on her fingers, an interface port embedded in the right forearm, the data spike coiled out of sight in her hollow metal radius, a steel finger, the smallest, on the same hand that held a group of molecular manipulators, as feathery fine as the arms of sessile sea creatures. There was her memcore plug gleaming low down on the shaved part of her head. She wore most of her hair long now, hiding the tattoo of the machina opus across the right of her skull. She couldn't remember when she'd started concealing it, or why, beyond a vague disappointment that the crusade had not gone as she had expected, and